Active Rotation Podcast, Critical Care Pharmacy Minute, where I discuss one critical care pharmacy thought in about 1 minute. I'm Pharmacy Joe of PharmacyJoe.com. When should empiric double coverage for Pseudomonas be used for healthcare-associated pneumonia? Updated IDSA guidelines simplified the decision process for when to empirically double cover Pseudomonas in HEP. The goal of the simplification was also to reduce the number of patients needing double coverage for Pseudomonas. If just one of the following four conditions exists, empiric double coverage for Pseudomonas should be used. 1. Ventilatory support of the patient is necessary. 2. IV antibiotic use within the previous 90 days. 3. The antibiogram suggests that less than 90% chance of sensitivity versus Pseudomonas exists with a single agent that would otherwise be used. And 4. The local antibiotic susceptibility rates are unknown. Double coverage should be with one anti-pseudomonal beta-lactam-based antibiotic plus either an anti-pseudomonal quinolone, aminoglycoside, or polymyxin-based antibiotic. Keep in mind that the risk factors of ventilatory support and IV antibiotic use within 90 days are also used to determine if empiric therapy against MRSA is indicated for patients with HAP. These recommendations are weak and based on low-quality evidence, so it may be appropriate for you to modify them based on patient or institution-specific factors. You can see the references for this episode by going to pharmacyjoe.com/episode211.